Last week, Mayor Ben Walsh announced the launch of an online portal that tracks police reform during his administration and current updates as the open community dialogue and feedback continues. He joined WAER public safety reporter John Smith to talk about the new portal and the ongoing work.
For, you know, people in general, what would you say to them to explain this portal?
The purpose of the portal is to give anyone interested in learning more about what we're doing in the area of police reform really a one-stop shop to go on there. They can see the work that we've done over the past 2.5 years because, of course, the issue of police reform and accountability has been a priority since I walked through the door. And over the past few months, especially in light of the murder of George Floyd and the unrest that followed, I think that we felt a greater sense of urgency, number one, to make sure that the community was aware of all the things we had done and are continuing to do, but also a sense of urgency to do more. And so, you know, it's important that we hold ourselves accountable to our commitments, but we also empower our constituents to hold us accountable.
What do you think it also says about transparency, Mayor?
Well, we believe strongly that the work that we do is the people's work. And therefore, as we're taking on these difficult subjects, you know, we understand that everyone may not be in full agreement with the actions that we take. But at a minimum, we want everyone to be aware of the actions that we're taking, to be transparent, to give our constituents the tools that they need to inform themselves and, again, to hold us accountable. So we have certain tenets of government that we prioritize in all of our projects. We try to be data-driven in our decision-making, and we try to be open and transparent with how we do the work and empower our constituents to get involved in any way they can.
What do you think people can glean from it as part of, you know, looking at the progress that has been made so far?
What I hope people see when they go on the portal is how important the issue of police reform is to us, the issue of enhancing police-community relations. I hope that they will be able to see how hard we've been working on it. While we used a lot of input we had already received to inform the policies, still want to give community members the opportunity to review what we've done and to provide additional feedback. On top of that, Governor Cuomo, through his police reform executive order, has laid out a specific process in which he's looking for all municipalities throughout the state to undertake reform. And that involves a community engagement process and ultimately required legislative action by the Common Council. And so this gives us the opportunity to fold in all of our police reform work with what is being requested, or really required, through Governor Cuomo's executive order. And so in the coming months, you're going to see some additional community engagement around these issues, as well as others related to police reform.
I would say that the use of force policy is detailed to the point that any officer looking through almost has to kind of reprogram themselves.
There were a number of things that were in previous use of force policies that were present but weren't necessarily prioritized or elevated. And so when you look at it, some of the first things that you'll see is really reflective of our value, that, you know, we are focused on the preservation of the sanctity of life. The fact that we want officers, when safe and feasible, to de-escalate situations. We want to reinforce an officer's sworn duty to intervene, something that, again, goes back to that flashpoint moment when George Floyd was murdered. These are really important values we wanted to be very upfront about, again, both for the officers that are going to be reading and ultimately get trained on this policy, but also for the community that occasionally will be in these situations where there needs to be a clear understanding. So, again, it is a balance, but ultimately it's about protecting everyone's lives.
That was Mayor Ben Walsh talking about ongoing police reform efforts and strengthening community relations. To view the updated draft policies on use of force and body cams and the new police reform portal, you can visit ourcity.syrgov.net. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.